Sir James Galway there, and his version of the Londonderry Air, or as you and I know it, Danny Boy. Now, I know we played it on the programme not so long ago, but it is a big favourite with many of our listeners, so I hope you didn't mind. I want to play for you now a track by Johnny Doohan. Now, you remember Johnny, he wrote that wonderful song, The Voyage. We had his version of it, and I think we played Anne Breen's version of it a couple of weeks ago as well. Here, Johnny, a wonderful singer-songwriter, is giving us some wonderful advice. Please take note. Don't give up till it's over.
If you can, the weight upon your shoulder will make you a stronger man. Grasp your nickel tightly, though it will burn. Treat your failure lightly, your luck is bound to turn. And don't give up till it's over. Don't quit if you can. The weight upon your shoulder will make you strong.
And now a track from Daniel O'Donnell singing about a town in his home county of Donegal. Daniel is telling us all about the boys from Killybegs, a wonderful fishing port.
There are wild and rocky hills on the coast of Donegal. The fishermen are hardy, brave and free. And the big Atlantic swell is a thing they know right well, as they fight to take a living from the sea. with the pleasant rolling sea and the herring running free. The fleet all riding gently through the foam. When the boats are loaded down, there'll be singing in the town. When the boys from Killybegs come rolling home. Now you've done your rubber boots, you've got your oilskins on. You check your gear to see that it's okay. And your jumper keeps you warm, for it's cold before the dawn. Then you're ready to begin another day. With the pleasant rolling sea and the herring running free, the fleet all riding gently through the foam. When the boats are loaded down, there'll be singing in the town. When the boys from Killybegs come rolling home. Now the weather's blowing rough, and the work is very tough, and the ropes will raise the welts upon your hands. But you'll never leave the sea, or whoever you may be. When it's in your blood, it's hard to live on land. With the pleasant rolling sea and the herring running free, the fleet all riding gently through the foam. When the boats are loaded down, they'll be singing in the town. When the boys from Killybegs come rolling home. Well, there's purple on the hill, there's green down by the shore. The sun has cast its gold upon the sea. And there's silver down below, where the herring fishes go. When they catch them, there'll be gold for you and me. With the pleasant rolling sea and the herring running free, the fleet all riding gently through the foam. When the boats are loaded down, they'll be singing in the town. When the boys from Killybegs come rolling home. With the pleasant rolling sea and the herring running free, the fleet all riding gently through the foam. When the boats are loaded down, they'll be singing in the town. When the boys from Killybegs come rolling home. When the boys from Killybegs come rolling home.
Daniel O'Donnell and the boys from Killybegs. Now, I quite often on the programme say an Irish song or a country and Irish song or a traditional Irish song, but quite often we also say an Irish-American song. These songs are songs that were written by people who were of Irish ancestry but live in America, and they wrote songs about longing to come home back to Ireland, or singing songs that their grandparents had told them all about the land that they left behind. Here's one such American song, Irish American song, I should say. If I say to you, name me an Irish American song, I'm really sure that this one would come up in the top three. Listen to Dermot O'Brien's version of this very famous song, which was a huge hit way back when the moon was green cheese for Bing Crosby.
Over in Killarney, many years ago, my mother sang this song to me in tones so sweet and low. Just a simple little ditty in her quaint old Irish way. And I'd give the world if I could.
it sound today? Tooralooralloora, tooralloorala, tooralloorallora. Hush, now don't you cry. Tooralloorallora. That's an Irish lullaby. Tooralloorallora.
Talented Dermot O'Brien, no longer with us, he's gone to God now, God rest him, and his interpretation of Tooralloorallora, or an Irish lullaby. Now, did you ever think that you would hear the Beatles on Sounds Irish? Well, this is a song that was written by the Beatles. It's also to demonstrate the wonderful talent of one of my favourite Irish female singers, Dolores Keane. Dolores hails from, as I've told you regularly, a very traditionally Irish music family. But here, Dolores combines her talent, her musical talent, with those of Day Danon. Now, we played Day Danon. What was it? The jig we played for them last, the chicken's run, wren's neck or something it was, on last week's programme from Day Danon, another very talented group. So what have you got here? A wonderful mixture. A song written by the Beatles, sung by Dolores Keane with the help of Day Danon. What more can you ask? Sheer joy.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom.
Never
Shiva Geshtucht Sounds Irish Lemisha Joe Bullard. You're listening to Sounds Irish with Joe Bullard.
Thank you.
There, friends, we heard the lovely sound of Cherish the Ladies, you know, Joni Madden and her friends, with a track entitled Waltzing Down the Aisle. Now, I really don't know what that's all about. I leave it to your own imagination. I'm going to play my favourite Irish duo now. Of course, regular listeners will know that this is Foster and Allen. They're singing a song that I don't think I've played on the programme before. Oh, yes, I played, I think, Trudy Lawlor and her mother singing this version of it. Listen how Foster and Allen treat the beautiful Isle of Somewhere.
Somewhere the sun is shining, somewhere the songbirds dwell. Hush then thy sad repining, God lives and all is well. Somewhere, somewhere, beautiful Isle of Somewhere, land of the true, where we live anew. Beautiful Isle of Somewhere. Somewhere the road is lifted, close by an open gate. Somewhere the clouds are rifted, somewhere the angels wait. Somewhere, somewhere, beautiful Isle of Somewhere, land of the true, where we live anew. Beautiful Isle of Somewhere. Somewhere the sun is shining, somewhere the songbirds dwell. Hush then thy sad repining, God lives and all is well. Somewhere, somewhere, beautiful Isle of Somewhere, land of the true, where we live anew. Beautiful Isle of Somewhere, 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 beautiful Isle of Somewhere, land of the true, where we live anew. Beautiful Isle of Somewhere.
Now, come on, be honest. Wasn't that a wonderful performance there? Great arrangement and some great simple singing there. Foster and Allen and Beautiful Isle of Somewhere. I think it was on last week's programme I played Foster and Allen's version of If We Only Had Old Ireland Over Here. A friend of mine who was listening to the programme here in Ireland said to me, did you ever hear the Frank McCaffrey version? Well, I hadn't until I looked among my Frank McCaffrey tracks. Take a listen to how Frank sings it.
I was dreaming of old Ireland and Killarney's lakes and fells. I was dreaming of the shamrock and the dear old Shandon bells. When my memory suggested in a vision bright and clear all the strange things that would happen if we had old Ireland here. If the Blarney Stone stood out on Sydney Harbour, and Dublin Town to Melbourne came to stay, if the Shannon River joined the Brisbane waters, and Killarney's lakes flowed into Botany Bay, if the Shandon bells rang out in old Fremantle, and County Cork in Adelaide did appear, Erin's sons would never roam, all the boys would stay at home, if we only had old Ireland over here. There are lots of lively dancers on the village green. There are lots of lovely colleagues, the finest ever seen. Where the boys are all called Paddy and the girls called Molly dear, sure we'd wrap the green flag round them if we had old Ireland here. If the Blarney Stone stood out on Sydney Harbour, and Dublin Town to Melbourne came to stay, if the Shannon River joined the Brisbane waters, and Killarney's lakes flowed into Botany Bay, if the Shandon bells rang out in old Fremantle, and County Cork in Adelaide did appear, Erin's sons would never roam, all the boys would stay at home, if we only had old Ireland over here. If we only had old Ireland over here.
Hey, that's a nice version, is it not? Frank McCaffrey and If We Only Had Old Ireland Over Here. And now a song from a man who I always say sounded just like my father, God rest him. I'm talking about Ronnie Drew. Now, before the Dubliners started, Ronnie Drew had his own little trio, and then they were joined by Luke Kelly, and they became the Dubliners. But listen to Ronnie singing, telling us all about what happened down in the park.
It was down by Christchurch that I first met with Annie, a neat little girl and not a bit shy. She told me her father, that came from Dungannon, would take her back home in the sweet by and by. And what's it to any man whether or no, whether I'm easy or whether I'm true, as I lifted a petticoat easy and slow, and I tied up me sleeve for to buckle her shoe. Oh, down along Thomas Street, down by the Liffey, the sunshine was gone and the evening grew dark. Along be King's Bridge and be going at Jiffy, me arms were around her beyond in the park. And what's it to any man whether or no, whether I'm easy or whether I'm true, as I lifted a petticoat easy and slow, and I tied up me sleeve for to buckle her shoe. From city or country, a girl is a jewel, and well known for gripping the most of them are. But any young fella, he's really a fool if he tries it the first time for to go a bit far. And what's it to any man whether or no, whether I'm easy or whether I'm true, as I lifted a petticoat easy and slow, and I tied up me sleeve for to buckle her shoe. I strolled with this fine maid far out in the country, the blossoms around us all crying for dew. On a violet-clad bench, sure I sat down beside her, and tied up me sleeve for to buckle her shoe. And what's it to any man whether or no, if I came to the fore when she gave me the cue? She closed her eyes tightly as she murmured full low, "Be good enough, dear, for to buckle my shoe." Oh, the heathery hills were all dancing around us. False things in the world turned out to be true. When she put her arms round me and kissed me and murmured, "You've neatly and tenderly tied up my shoe." And what's it to any man whether or no, if I ventured quite gamely to see the thing through? When she lifted her petticoat, silent and slow, and I tied up me sleeve for to buckle her shoe.
Well, Joe, give the song its correct name. It was Ronnie Drew singing "Easy and Slow." There have been numerous recordings of this next track. It's the most popular Irish song that has been recorded and released over the last 40 years or so. You know, I'm speaking of the Fields of Athenry. Do you mind if I play you my favourite version of it? It's by Johnny McAvoy, and it tells a sad story.
My lonely prison wall, I heard a young girl calling. "Michael, they are taking you away, for you stole Trevelyan's corn, so the young might see the morn. Now a prison ship lies waiting in the bay. Low lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small songbirds fly. Oh, our love was on the wing, there were dreams and songs to sing. Now it's lonely round the fields of Athenry. By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young man calling. "Nothing matters, Mary, when you're free. Against the famine and the crown, I rebel. They ran me down. Now you must raise our child with dignity. Low lie the fields
right, where once we watched the small songbirds fly. Oh, our love was on the wing. There were dreams and songs to sing. Now it's lonely round the fields of Athenry. By a lonely harbor wall, I watched the last star falling. As the prison ship sailed out against the sky, now she'll wait and hope and pray for her love in Botany Bay. Now it's lonely round the fields of Athenry. Low-lying the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small songbirds fly. Oh, our love was on the wing. There were dreams and songs to sing. Now it's lonely round the fields of Athenry. Oh, so lonely round the fields of Athenry.